Hey, what was that for? I'll tell you on today's Coach's Corner. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. This is episode number 44. Ouch! Why did you slap me, Facebook? Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Okay, let's have some fun today. I told you at the beginning of this that a lot of people have been talking about the changes that have happened in Facebook, and I'm sure you've seen them. Everyone's been talking about them, right? I'm not the only one talking about them. A lot of people are talking about them. And I want to talk about those changes today in a way that is probably going to make a lot of sense to you and make it a little bit less difficult for you to understand. A lot of people go, well, why did Facebook do this? Are they anti-business? Do they not want to keep giving you, free exposure, that kind of thing? Well, the truth is, they're not really anti-business. They have their reasoning for doing what they're doing. And I think I figured it out in a way that's probably going to help you understand what's going on and how it's going to affect your business. So let's get started today. I think we're going to get a lot of content for you. I think you're really going to enjoy this. And I'd like you to do two things for me. Number one, if you like this content, yep, hit the like button. Make sure you like it for me. That always helps. And also, if you can, please share it with your networks as well. It's getting the message out, getting the word out is what the game of being in business really is all about. So please do that if you get an opportunity. Just hit the share button, share it with your group, share it with your people. It's not blocked in any way, so you can share it with pretty much everybody. Okay, the Facebook slap heard around the world. That's really what this podcast episode should be called, right? The first, the slap that's been heard around the world. I love that. And the truth of the matter is Facebook made some pretty significant changes to their algorithm. The infamous algorithm, right? Every time a company, and Google's done this for many, many years, every time a company changes the algorithm, things affect, it'll affect us, it'll affect other people. Something's going to change. When the algorithm changes, something changes. And in this case, it has really affected those of us who use fan pages, or also known as business pages, on Facebook. Like Coach's Corner is a business page, or a fan page, if you will. And I've seen the distribution of the content on here go from, a decent level to pretty much nothing at all inside of a week. And you might say, well, what are we going to do? So a lot of business owners are sort of freaking out on this. They're going, gee, I'm not sure what to do. Well, the truth of the matter is, I think my guess is fan pages and business pages are, as of today, obsolete. And there's probably not a whole lot of reasoning to keep running them. Now, that may be a pretty bold statement, but I'm going to get into a little bit of what I think is going on here, and I think it'll help you understand it too, and in a way that will make sense for your business. I know a lot of people talking about it, and they say, well, the answer is just buy more advertising. And I don't know that that's the answer. I really don't know that that's exactly, what's going on here. Maybe part of it, Facebook's now a publicly traded company, so obviously they've got to make some money. So they're gonna not give you as much free distribution, but the truth of the matter is there's probably more of it, more going on here. And I think I know what's going on. And I want to explain to you what I think is happening today. So when you post on your fan page or your business page, posts are no longer being shown to those who simply have clicked the like button to like your page. Right? If we want to follow a page, right, in the past, all you'd do is click the little like button and you could follow a page. And theoretically, you'd start to see some of that content, right? So it's not happening anymore. And honestly, this makes a lot of sense. Now, a lot of people are upset about this. So hearing me say this makes a lot of sense. Well, it makes a lot of sense to Facebook. Let's face it, really, the game that they're playing is very different than what you and I might be playing, right? And my goal as a business owner is to get the message out, to have as many people as possible watch my videos, to have as many people as possible interact with my content. Facebook, really what they want is they want eyeballs, because eyeballs equals dollars. So if your news feed is filled with stuff you're not interested in, guess what's happening? you're not going to spend a lot of time on Facebook, right? And that's a bad thing. So the algorithm is individualized for each one of us, and they probably have numbers that you and I don't have access to. I guarantee they do. And they can look at, oh, person just clicked like on a business page, and now we're showing that content. But over time, I mean, I went back in my own Facebook account and I looked at some of the pages I've liked. I've been on Facebook, I guess, since 2008 or so. And I looked at some of the pages I liked way back when. And it's like, yeah, I might be seeing their content, but I have no interest anymore. My life has changed. Things have changed. Things are more important to me, less important to me, so on and so forth. And, you know, it's just not relevant anymore. So I'm no longer interacting with that content. So Facebook might be looking at those numbers and saying, look, these people who like these business pages, they're not interacting with the content. If they're not interacting with the content, why in the world would we show it to them? Because what we're going to do is push them away, and we don't want to do that. We want to make sure they come to Facebook and they stay on Facebook. So from their perspective, I'm telling you, it makes sense, right? So my question here is, how attached are you to seeing content from any page after clicking like for that page? And I think this is the question that Facebook has been asking as well. How attached are you to seeing content from the page? You didn't really do very much. You clicked the like button. God, that was nothing. That was just a little click on the mouse, right? And all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing their contents. How attached are you to that? Probably not much. So clicking the like button does not rise to the level of what Facebook likes to call engagement. And they want to see more engagement with the content now than ever. And obviously, if you want the content to be shared, if you want more people to see your videos or the things that you're posting, engagement is the key word here. So clicking a like button, yeah, it doesn't really rise to the level of engagement. So Facebook's looking at that and going, yeah, we could probably do a better job here. So I think that's what's going on. My prediction, as I mentioned earlier, is that fan pages, business pages will eventually be shut down by Facebook, and many of the people are just going to abandon them. And they're going to abandon them. And here's the key to this. What are they going to abandon them in favor of? Where are you going to go? A lot of people are saying, I'm just going to find another social network to go to. Where are you going to go? Right? Everyone is still on Facebook. So for right now, you got to figure out, okay, what's the answer here? And the answer is actually pretty simple. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this yet, but they'll start to talk about it as it becomes more and more apparent. I did a lot of research over the past couple of weeks. I've been looking at my news feed. You know, when you go on Facebook, that feed that you see is called your news feed. And I've been looking at what I've been seeing. And I said, let me look at anything that's coming from an actual page. I'm not seeing that anymore. What I'm seeing is where you want to be posting your content. So I can see things from business pages that somebody shared. So somebody comes to Coach's Corner and they say, hey, this is really good. I'm going to click the button. I'm going to share it with my network. Then it'll show up in my newsfeed if I'm their friend and I'm friends with them. It'll show up there, but it will not show up if it's just simply posted on the business feed itself, right? So what's happening is stuff that I'm seeing is this is the bonus here. This is where you got to go. Got to go to Facebook groups. That's what you got to start creating. You got to be start looking at that, because in my newsfeed, I am seeing a lot of posts now. Anything from friends, great, but I'm also seeing all the posts that are in Facebook groups. Now, you might ask, why would they change it? Why would they make it different, right? Well, I think the reality is here is that, again, we're looking for engagement. When you look at a group, unlike a fan page, a user asks to join a group, right? You click the join group button. Sometimes there are questions that the group owner asks you before you join a group, and you have to wait to get approved. And, you know, there's a lot more engagement right up front to join the group. So Facebook might be looking at that and saying, wow, this is a user that really wants to join a group, and it's someone who's a little bit more engaged in that kind of content, because if they're going to ask to join the group, that's really important. Now, I'm going to take you back to the direct mail days, right? The direct mail days were we could buy mailing lists that were sort of combined from all different sources, that kind of thing. Or the best lists you could get are the people who actually subscribe to magazines, right? Why were they the best list? Because somebody paid $10 for a year to get this content. They're obviously interested in this content. Somebody on Facebook took the time to join a group. They're obviously interested in the content in that group. So business pages, fan pages, pooey, gone, right? Not important anymore. So Facebook, you know, they had to stab at it at some point. And, they, you know, first of the year, whatever it was, they took a stab at it and they said, forget it. We're not going to share that content anymore. So they went in favor of the groups. You can see a lot of the group content being shared because the groups offer something fan pages don't. Users can often post and comment, right? They can always comment, but they can also post, which you really can't do that well on in a fan page. If you were to post something, it gets, you know, visitor posts. There's a little section for it. Nobody ever sees it. So you can visitor post all you want on a fan page. No one's ever going to see it. But inside of a group, yeah, you know, there's more control for the group owner. You can kick people out if they're posting stuff that you shouldn't. You can control what is posted. You can look at every post and go, I like this, I don't like this, remove this, remove that. But it really keeps people more engaged over time. And really, that's the key to this whole thing is we go back to what does Facebook really want? Facebook wants engagement. So posts that are inside groups that I belong to are now showing up on my newsfeed. Posts from fan pages simply are not. And I encourage you to go look at your newsfeed too and see if that's the case with you. I suspect it will be the same for all of us. So you got to look at that and you got to say, okay, so where am I going to go? I'm going to go build a group, right? Is that what I'm going to do? Well, that is my advice to you. My advice is simply this: start a Facebook group and put your energy, your money, if you're going to buy advertising, put your energy into building the membership of your group. I'm actually going to be building a group later this afternoon. I'm going to start that up because, again, that's the direction it has gone in. I was sort of in a quandary earlier on. We got started in Facebook and I said, well, what should I do, a fan page or a group? And there really wasn't enough of a distinction to see which one was going to win out over the other, if you will. Sort of like VHS and Betamax, for those of you who go back that far, right? You didn't really know which one was going to win out. Well, it turns out fan page is gone and groups are now the winning formula. So that's what I encourage you to do. Go look at those groups and go create a group. And here's my advice: if you create a group, be active in the group. Don't let your group sit there and just kind of be quiet, not anything happen. Be active in the group. Post daily. Comment, invite members, right? Invite them to comment, invite new members to join the group, invite them to comment, but don't just add members to the group. That's bad. That's really bad on Facebook. People hate that. So don't do that. Just invite them. Hey, I got a group. Would you like to come join my group with me? I'd love to have you as part of the group. I get those kind of invitations. Yeah, I'll go look at the group. If it's something that interests me, I will do it. And what I'll leave you with here is that social media, the world of social media, all of these platforms is extremely fluid. And change obviously is inevitable. These are not mature platforms. These are not mature companies. These are very young companies. And the way we look at social media today, you know, think MySpace, right? MySpace was, wow, that thing's going to take off. That's going to be everything. It's gone, right? And you look at Facebook, 5 years from now, probably not going to be that relevant. There's probably going to be other ways that we're going to integrate and we're going to connect online that's going to be different than Facebook. We see other things popping up. Nothing huge right now, but you know, it may not be there. So you have to recognize as a business owner, you got to be flexible. Can't get attached to, I'm going to do this one way and this is the one way I'm going to do it. Things are going to change. And, you know, you've got to be able to react to those changes. You've got to be able to say, okay, I understand that there's some changes happening. And, you know, the truth is I'm willing to step up and do something that's different than I've been doing before. I need to learn a new skill or whatever. And that's what I encourage you to do. So the solution is to post your content on multiple social networks as a rule. Multiple social networks, not just one, multiple. And I'll give you an idea. You know, I do this with Coach's Corner. You might say, well, I don't see many video views on Facebook. I don't really care how many video views I get on Facebook. You know, I see there's a couple of people watching right now. I see there's a comment there, but I can't actually see the comment. So I would respond to you whoever left a comment, but I'm not actually able to view it on the screen I'm on right now. But I will get to it afterwards. I promise you that. So I'm not really worried too much about what my exposure is on Facebook, because this is what Coach's Corner, this stream that I'm doing right now looks like. All right, let me go through this real quick here with you. So Coach's Corner, obviously Facebook, that's where I'm on, Facebook Live. I will also post it to Twitter later on. It'll also get uploaded to YouTube. And as a video and audio podcast, it will end up on iTunes. Audio only will be on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. I will restream this at some point on Periscope. I will post it on LinkedIn, or at least links to it on LinkedIn. And obviously, it's on my WordPress site because that's where the podcast lives. So robertimbrialli.com is where the podcast lives and everything kind of links back to that. And you look at that and you say, wow, all these different networks. So now I've got all these things adding viewers to the work that I'm doing here. And that's how it works. So Facebook says, hey, we're not going to share your content anymore. not really the end of the world. It really isn't. It's just one of those things. It's like, okay, they're not going to share the content anymore. That's fine. I've got a lot of other things happening. And really, that's what I look at as being probably the more important thing. If you're, or any lesson you take away from this is like, never put all your eggs in one basket. I've spoken to a lot of business owners who said, you know, all of my you know, all my eggs are in the Facebook basket right now. And that's pretty scary because, when, you know, like I said, the flick of a pen, Facebook could change the algorithm again and you guys could be left out. And you don't want that to happen. So you want to be in multiple places. And like I said, there are different strategies you can jump on to make that happen, to make sure that your content still gets seen, still gets out there, you're still generating leads, still making sales, still growing your business. Just because these things change does not mean that you have to do a dead stop. One of the most interesting things about being a business owner, if you take the word entrepreneur, right, it's actually, it has a French root. And if it translates directly into English, what it means is undertaker. Not the undertaker in the funeral home undertaker, but one who undertakes challenges, right? And that's what we do, is every time there's something that comes up, you go, okay, you can't go down this road anymore. They blocked it. Now, where do I look? Where can I go next? And that's really what makes us different than so many other people out there who might just be, you know, employees and working for companies and such. They may not be thinking in the way that we think. We look at it and we say, okay, there's an opportunity here. Where's the opportunity? Okay, if we build a group, it's a more engaged audience. I can reach them more often. I can post daily. Not only that, I can get the feedback loop going and have the members of the group post, okay, I like this. This is nice. I think I can do this. I'm going to jump on. I'm going to set up a group now, and I'm going to have, you know, more interaction with the people rather than it just being a monologue. I'd really want it to be like a two-way street. I could talk to you, you can talk to me, you know, and you could post your comments, I could post my comment, we could share, we can get into dialogue, and it really creates more of a situation of community. I'm thinking I'm not that upset anymore about the fan pages and business pages being, you know, pretty much relegated to the recycle bin, if you will. I'm not that upset because I can see there's benefit going forward. And that's the way you need to be thinking if you're looking at building your business out there on Facebook. Okay, I want to take a quick moment to thank our sponsor today and bring you in here. TheMarketingNetwork.tv is where I'd like you to go visit if you haven't already. TheMarketingNetwork.tv to learn from some of the better marketing minds out there. We've got a lot of courses up already and more coming. And here are some of the industry experts that we have. We have a good list, and the list will continue to grow as we add more courses going forward, as I mentioned. Really not expensive, inexpensive to get access to it. And Silvika Roska there teaching you about what to do to get on to do live streaming video. Always fun to see her share her wisdom with us. So, get unlimited streaming. It's just $9.95 a month. And I'll give you a special deal here just because you are friends of mine and you're watching this podcast. I really appreciate that. If you go to themarketingnetwork.tv, save 25% on your monthly subscription. Just use offer code COACH at checkout and it'll automatically take 25% off. Look forward to seeing you in there. And if you know someone you'd like to have for us to have or have do a course in the marketing network, please send me an email and I will make sure that that happens. Okay. I'd love to have your questions. If you want to drop me a line, my email is robert@ultimatewealth.com. You send me an email, send me a comment, send me a criticism, you know, whatever it is that you have on your mind. You're thinking about Facebook and thinking about building your business and which way you should go, what you should do. I'd be happy to answer those questions. Like I said, just drop me an email. That's been my email now since 1999. It hasn't changed. Still the same email address. It's been a long time. So go ahead and drop me an email there. I really appreciate that. I love hearing from you and love interacting with you, and I will look forward to doing this again next week. So remember to share it, remember to like it, and tell your friends about what you've heard here. If you've got value out of this particular podcast, subscribe to it on iTunes, right? And you'll never miss an episode that way. All right. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.